First off, thank you guys so much for, you guys are a very attentive audience. I think that's amazing. If you do like a lot of shows, you see it varies widely. And thank you so much, Stephanie, for having us. And I know half of us want to smoke a cigarette, including myself, so I'm going to finish this up quick. So this is a story. I grew up in the suburbs of Chicago. But the first time I found true love and I thought that I could actually like make my own home was when I went to school in Oklahoma and I met the guy of my dreams, like my Adam Sandler doppelganger, like funny Jewish. Apparently that's what I wanted. Just loved this guy. But we were friends, so I kept it a secret. And one day we're hanging out and he goes, "Oh, Leslie, did I tell you what the guys on my floor did to me?" I was like, "No, what do the guys do?" And he goes, "Well, you know I like to sleep naked." And I was like, "I do now." he goes, "Well, I got into bed under the covers, and I felt this lump in my bed. So I got up, turned on the lights. There in my bed is a dead pigeon." And just as I'm about to say, "That's jacked up," he goes, "Isn't that hilarious? I love those guys." Now, I don't know what malfunction took place in my head in that split second, but when he said that, my brain took a meeting with Kevin Spacey's character from the movie Seven. And then they called in the nihilist from The Big Lebowski, and they all concocted this great game plan, which was, "Leslie, if he loves those guys that much for putting a dead pigeon in his bed, how much more will he love you if you mail him dead animals through the campus post office?" I was like, "Yes, that's a genius idea." And you know what? That's what I did. And it's funny. You hear that phrase like when the universe, like you want to do something, the universe comes to your aid, and it's true. I swear to God, dead sparrows, baby robins. I was like, "It's a sign. I'm gonna get married and have a home. This is my husband." So here's what I would do. I would make a mental note during the day of where all of these dead birds were. Then I would come out at night, because that's not creepy, with a Ziploc bag, put the birds into the bag, zip them up, bring them up into my dorm room. But then once I was in my dorm room, I was like, "I can't have a dead bird in here. That's crazy." So then I would walk the bird down the hallway to the communal dorm freezer, freeze it overnight, and then the morning I was like, "Oh, we wrapped this up like a cute package." And then I would send it anonymously through the mail to, and it would thaw in his mailbox. And like I did that a couple times, like I'm wooing him. And finally, after a while, like he kind of caught wind, and we actually had a large group of mutual friends, and we were all going to go spend spring break together in this ranch in Montana. And I'm telling my friend, I'm like, "Oh, I'm so excited. You know, I'm really putting the moves on Doug. You know, he's loving it, even though he doesn't know it. Crazy." So she goes, "Oh, no. And all my wooing love." And I was like, "Now we have to go to plan B, which is like, let him touch my boob in the van," which is fine, whatever. So we're all packing up the van. "Why are you walking? Don't go there. Nothing good." But yet I was like, "I have to see what happens." Open the door, and there's Doug and his ex-girlfriend just making out. And because I have self-esteem, I go, "Oh, I'm sorry." And I close the door, leave. And then finally, when we do talk, he goes, "Well, you know, you and I were never together. Officially." So I finished out that school year a lovely, jaded person. And I go into summer school because I don't know how to read. And I'm unpacking all my stuff in my dorm room. And the door opens, and I turn around to introduce myself to my new roommate. But I don't have to introduce myself because I know her. It's the ex-girlfriend he was making out. And just as I was about to just, like, kick her square in the vag, because that's the only option I see, she goes, "I'm sorry, he's a jerk, can we just talk?" We have a nice like little girl lifetime family moment. We get it squared away, it's all good. We're still Facebook friends to this day. I did not end up making my dream home life with my Adam Sandler doppelganger, but I didn't end up alone. Because you know what? I got the girl, and that ain't half bad. Thank you guys.
Guys, thank you so much. This was really, really fun. B-Box, I don't know where you guys are, but thank you for this cool tent and all these cool containers. You can find the videos online, and we are going to have similar material from Paris and from Lahore, Pakistan, and hopefully you guys will come to our next Pentails event, which is, we don't know yet when that will be, but it'll be soon, and we're really excited to have you guys all be part of this and be part of the growing Pentails family. So thank you so much.